And I don't want to give up, but I can't work at the same level that I used to work, and I can't have the independence that I once had and was very proud of.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
Good afternoon. My name is Thomas, and I live in Austin, Texas. I started losing my eyesight very slowly back in 2015, and it progressed through COVID and then accelerated, and now I have not driven in 2 years and really struggle with being able to do all the things I could do previously as an owner of a business, and especially losing the freedom of my ability to drive. I'm not sure what accelerated the loss of my vision. I have what is called dry eye, a form of macular degeneration that could be hereditary, but there's really no clear definition of how I began to lose my eyesight with this disease. And you know, what complicates my vision is the fact that I also had renal carcinoma, and in 2022 had back surgery associated with that because the tumor had metastasized in my lower lumbar. So I've had some challenges getting mobility back, and I have a vision, not only a vision loss, but I have a hearing issues as well. So when I look at mobility, somewhat mobility issues, I can walk on the flat surface, but then when I get into a scenario where the uneven surfaces or a sidewalk that's has rises and dips, I become very self-conscious and resort to walking sticks. 75 years old, and I'm in great health. Just my vision is the biggest issue. My mobility, and it's probably the second. And then my hearing is the third. So I'm very blessed to have a loving wife, but I'm also very difficult to live with at times when things just don't seem to be able to come together. And I don't want to give up, but I can't work at the same level that I used to work, and I can't have the independence that I once had and was very proud of. My daughter is very beneficial in helping me reach out to the source of solace, I guess I should say, because I have been in a state of depression. But now it's very refreshing to listen to the other people with challenges, these podcasts. So don't know much to say other than I was motivated by listening to various episodes about others who are challenged with vision loss. And just thank you for sharing. And my journey, not very eloquent, but I really hope it helps someone else know that every day you just get up and you don't quit. And not too ashamed to ask for help. And keep looking for tools to help you cope with a very full life. Thank you.
Insights and Soundbites is made possible by Hadley's donors, who understand that hearing someone else's story can truly make a difference. You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.